Mrs. J.W. Coleman, sworn in for the state, first to testify, I am Mary Fagan's mother. I last saw her alive on the 26th day of April 1913, about 11:45, at home at 146 Lindsay Street. She was getting ready to go to the pencil factory to get her pay envelope. About 11:30, she ate some cabbage and bread. She left home at 11:45. She would have been 14 years old the first day of June, was fair-complected, heavy-set, very pretty, and was extra-large for her age. She had on a lavender dress, trimmed in lace, and a blue hat. She had dimples in her cheeks. Cross-examination. The blue hat that is seen here is the hat the little girl had on that day. It had some pale blue ribbon and some flowers when she left home. It was a small bunch of little pink flowers right in the center. We live 2 blocks from the streetcar line. There is a store there at the place you usually get on the car kept by Mrs. Smith. Epps is a neighbor of ours. He was a friend of Mary's. He wasn't the special friend of hers. Redirect examination. These are the clothes that she wore on the day, states Exhibit M. Mrs. J.W. Coleman, recalled for the state. Mary carried a little silver mesh bag the day she left her home, made of German silver. This looks like the handkerchief that she carried, states Exhibit M.